Hi, everybody. This is Tony from the SDF Podcast. This is episode whatever, because I don't know the number. I've got Emily here with me, returning for the second time.
Third time.
Well, actually, she's returning to us now as a member of the SDF Podcast.
As a full member.
No longer a guest. Yes.
She has admin privileges
clap,
and everything.
Clap.
Yay.
And we've got Colton.
What's up, Internet?
And Josh.
Hi.
And Josh.
I said hi.
There you go. And then we got Tom.
Yo.
And we also have Michael, who Howdy. No one cares about.
What?
Hello.
Okay, so let's
just please. My swag is on overload.
Keep up the energy.
No.
Let's just
Michael,
keep up
Michael,
the energy.
Let me get this straight. You have swag. You have swag.
Swag.
You're gonna tell me you have
swag.
Is it paraplegic
swag?
I don't remember.
Shout out
basically
to Philly
see,
swag.
Michael, do you know what swag actually means, though?
Is money part of being swag?
No.
You want to know what swag means, Michael?
You might as well explain it because you're going to ruin it.
Okay,
to me
in
anyway.
The 1960s, swag was actually an acronym. You want to know what the acronym meant?
It better be not something gay.
Sadly, it means secretly we are gay. So congratulations, Michael. You are gay.
I knew it. I knew it was something homo.
Secretly.
That's why you said it, of course.
Keep it under wraps.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, Michael, really.
Anyway, let's go continue what we were talking about.
Someone's crying in the background.
That'd be Emily. She's dying
you
right
broke
now.
Emily.
I don't know why that was so funny.
That's the first time I've ever heard I broke a girl.
Technically, it was my joke. Technically, it was my joke that made her cry.
Joshua.
Whoa. Tripping balls up in
that,
here.
Whoa.
get the LSD.
Oh, welcome to 2013.
Oh, yeah, this is the
first podcast of 2013.
Sitting here in silence, it just made me realize that, oh, yeah, this is 2013.
Tom, you have a second to
And this is the first podcast in 2013.
And probably the last.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
We can dream.
Yeah.
Why the last?
Yeah.
Is somebody dying or what?
No.
Maybe.
Secretly, I've been dead for years.
Colton.
And he won't have reception.
Yes, he will. He'll just have to go to a mountaintop and just, like, hold his...
It doesn't actually work.
I'll use some tin foil.
That's how it works on my phone. There you go.
Make a nice little hat out of tin foil.
One of those, like, alien...
And
yeah.
Work.
With your coat hangers and...
Tony's too busy playing with his new coat.
Does that actually
right
work,
now,
though?
So.
Like the tin foiling coat hangers.
It's a conductor.
I don't think so.
Metal. Okay. Conductor.
I don't think so.
If you ever see in like a TV show or a film, you see a crazy person. They've always got coat hangers on the roof and they're always covered in tin foil.
That's to keep aliens away.
Haven't you seen Signs?
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought you changed your hairstyle every single day to keep aliens away.
No, I keep them on the same.
No.
But
where did you...
No, they just can't recognize you.
I just use hats.
Where did you hear that one from? There you go.
What's that got to do with tinfoil?
Hats. Because tinfoil hats
doesn't have
regular
to
hats.
You make
tinfoil hats. But surely there's only like one sort of style you can make if you're like really good.
No, you can make a pirate
Unless
hat.
Unless you're going, you're getting a hat, a different hat every time and you're just covering it in tinfoil. Then it's a different style hat covered in tinfoil.
Exactly.
It's not a tinfoil hat.
Unless you get a different type of baseball cap because then it's just...
No, because then if you cover it in tinfoil, it still looks exactly the same as every other baseball cap.
No, you cover it in tinfoil and then you take the regular... hat out of it, so then it's just tinfoil hat in a style.
But that's not a different hat every day. That means you can only have certain styles of tinfoil.
What the hell are
you
talking about?
It's a different hat if you change
tinfoil.
It's a different hat if you change the template, obviously. But it's still a tinfoil hat in the shape of a baseball cap.
Well, not if you.
It's not
you
a different style hat.
Just use different tinfoil.
Tinfoil hat in a baseball.
Essentially,
hat.
All I want is someone to make me a top hat made of tinfoil. So if someone can do that.
Consider
that
it done.
Very happy.
Top hat, man.
I'm already working on your scarf. So.
I can imagine. Yeah,
it
would look good with
a scarf.
It would look good with a scarf.
There you go. Yeah, make
she's not working on your
scarf.
Colton, make that for me
but
in your arts and crafts.
But I will be.
What?
What?
Make me that in arts and crafts.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you do.
So when is?
Hey, he just got done with the finger painting and all that. So
exactly.
And the crayons,
macaroni
so.
Pictures are next.
I almost failed art class.
Hey, Colton, no. I got a question. When is nap time? Is that during or before snack time?
It's right after snack time. It's about 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
If you have nap time, do you have a break before, like a little time in the playground?
Yes.
Because that's not good. Then you're running around in the playground. You're never gonna get to sleep.
Yeah, and then you're all tired. You tuck yourself out.
No, because you're so energetic. You've been running around. You've been chasing people. You've been like...
Yeah.
That's what she said.
But it's... You're not going to go to sleep. Laying there. You're going to be in your own sweat because you've been running around. You're going to be so energetic you cannot lay down and keep your eyes closed for a certain amount of time. It is going to be horrible. You will not get to sleep. It's a fact.
What are you talking about? Apparently, you've never had nap time.
Which makes me hungry.
All right. Let's just move on from that and continue the conversation we had before.
What,
we
tinfoil hat?
No, is that what we were the podcast.
I can't remember that long.
I didn't even remember what that was anymore.
We're gonna send Tom up to Missouri, and he's going to live with me and be my little British buddy.
Have fun being a slave.
But he's British.
See, but the thing is, though, it's actually a serious thing that I'm trying to go away for a year.
And something else that's pretty serious, my microphone keeps shocking my nose.
Don't put your microphone to your nose.
You're not supposed to lick the microphone.
I'm not licking it, I'm putting my nose on it.
Emily licks her microphone all the time.
Okay, and for God's sakes, do not lick the pop filter.
I need to get a pop filter.
And
then I won't have to shock myself.
How is it shocking you if you're not, like... You've got your face like right on it.
He's got exposed. Because
I did it on accident, and then I just can't stop doing it now. Because it's not like a terrible shock; it's just like a little pinch.
Are you into that SMM scene?
50 Shades is coming back.
50 Shades of Colton. Yeah.
That should be the new book. 50 Shades of Colton.
50 Shades of Blue Snowball.
He's only 15.
Comedy genius.
He's only 15. This is bad.
You're bad.
Stop.
Whoa, age drop.
You're horrible.
Who's bad?
Who's bad?
Oh, my God.
Josh, guess who's staring in front of me right now?
The giraffe. Menstruating giraffe.
No. Is it Bubba waiting for his $5 sucky sucky?
Is it Jesus?
It's Slender.
No, it's Michael Jordan.
Oh,
is he
okay.
I mean, I know who Michael Jordan is.
Is he stopping the chaos?
Is
there chaos at your house?
No. It was like...
Is it a cardboard cutout?
No. I was like setting up my
that would be awesome.
My couch
cowboy
to be a bed there, and I needed like sheets for it, so I went
Michael
into
Jordan
the basement.
Sheets.
I got the Space Jam sheets I used
awesome.
It was such a refreshing moment to see those things. I was like, dude, this is the height of this shit right here.
It's so cool.
It's got, everyone on it. It's got Jordan, it's got Buzz, it's got all the little alien dudes. It's like the best thing.
The alien dudes, I can't see from here, Josh, but are they before they touch
basketball aliens. They're like basketball form.
Yeah.
I had, what did I have? I had a Rugrats pillowcase. I got a dinosaur pillowcase.
He has a Barney
pillowcase. I got a Dragon Ball Z pillowcase. That's what I'm...
What, a purple dinosaur? Barney purple dinosaur one? That's the whole reason why my car is called Bernie, because it's purple.
It's called Bernie?
Sorry, I got confused.
Bernie, who the hell's Bernie?
Yeah, my car is called Bernie, just for the fact that it's purple.
Are you sure it's not called Junk Pile?
No.
My car is named Fabio.
Why?
Because he looks like...
Fabulous.
He's an old person car, and he's fabulous, so I named him Fabio, but he's Fabio after the
person. See, mine's just purple, so I thought it was just easier to call it Barney.
Wait.
No. Fabio's rich. He's ridiculous.
Nice.
He's old.
So...
He's older than me.
Yeah, so
okay. Anyway, what are you trying to say?
So what number podcast is it?
19.
Yeah, I thought it was 19 too.
19.
Ooh, we're almost 20 years old.
Not 20 years old. We're 20 episodes.
I mean, 20 podcast old. Yeah, Josh, seriously.
Because it's not funny. Because it's not funny.
Funny to me.
Do you see anyone laughing?
Josh, you're such an angry person.
In a couple podcasts will be legal.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Going back to bed sheets.
Whoa,
Tom? No. It's not that. It's nothing to do with that. You know you get themed bed sheets. Can you get a double bed sheet that is a themed one.
What do you mean?
Like a,
What's a
double bed?
You mean like a queen size bed or a king size bed?
A queen size bed. Can you get a themed one like that?
I know I can get a body pillow for something that big.
Sweet. Love body pillows.
I think you can if you find the right place to buy it.
Honestly, so say I want like a, I don't know, like, okay, go space jam. Can I get a queen size bed space jam duvet cover?
Probably.
Really?
Probably not.
If you go on the internet and somebody still makes that.
It needs to be like a commission or something.
It doesn't sound like a thing that you'd obviously have for couples, but it seems like a thing that'd be quite cool.
Well, tell me, Tom, would your British dub want to like make love to you under Space Jam bed sheets?
Probably not.
Did you say British dub?
Yes. They have
probably not.
They call their girls any girl birds or something like that.
Yeah, birds. You've been watching The Inbetweeners, I can tell.
I don't want to be a bird.
No, I just do that.
Well, he's mentioned in there before.
Well, speaking of movies, Joshua and me went to see a movie this week.
Well, wait, how did we get, speaking of movies, if we talk about bedsheets and making love with bitter...
Well, Space Jam is a movie, and I segued into another movie.
Oh, a terrible segue.
Nice segue.
Speaking of segues...
God damn it, why do I have to explain the segues?
It wasn't a good one.
Carry on. What movie did you see?
We went to go see Dango
ben
and
Connery.
Oh my god! Again? Are you fucking serious? Again, Michael? It's not
happened?
Dango. It's Django. Fuck.
What do you call it?
You don't know how many times he's done that. You don't know how many times he's done that. It's seriously.
It's just
Django.
You gotta call him Dango.
I keep forgetting the D is silent.
Django. Even the movie tells you that. The movie tells you that, and you can't even understand that.
It's the character's name.
Whoa. Calm down, Josh. You're going to get sick if you get too excited.
Dude, that's just so fucking
annoying. Hold on. What did he say?
He said Dango Unchained. It's Django. I'm sorry, Michael, but you're so fucking stupid. Seriously?
Hey,
Josh,
calm
down. You do know Dad's like in the other room, Josh.
No, he's not. He's not here.
Yeah,
he is. I made sure he left.
Yeah, he did. But no, seriously.
Anyway, past the point of my misspelling grammar.
You didn't misspell it. You said it.
Misspelling grammar?
Shut up!
What? None of that.
No, he's getting better with his grammar since he's been getting better with his grammar.
English is hard, okay? English is hard.
English is hard. English is...
That's one for the quote page.
Oh, anyway, we went to go see Django Unchained.
Wait, what did you say?
You said it again.
I said Django this time.
You sure?
Django.
You did not.
Sure.
Yes, I'm positive.
That's one for the cool page.
I heard
Colin,
you say
Django. Colin, you're gonna have to like...
No, I said Django. Alright, let's finish the goddamn story. Goddamn. You're making it into a freaking politician circle.
Okay.
Alright, let's go back. So we went to go see Django Unchained.
Are you sure it's not Dango?
And yay!
God, are you sure it's not Dango?
So,
Dango his name?
All I have to say, listen, shut up. Shut up, Colton. God damn it, shut up.
If you spoil it, I'm actually going to kill
you. No spoiling.
You're too right, you better not.
No, spoil it. I would never do that. I'll never spoil. All I have to say is that movie was awesome.
It was good.
I loved it.
I wouldn't go as far as awesome.
It was awesome.
Good.
I can't believe you didn't go see it, Tony.
Well, hopefully Tony's experience watching it will be a whole lot better than ours. Because ours was a fucking...
Probably, yeah. You want to tell him about the experience we had,
dude,
Josh?
This had to be like the worst theater I've ever been to in the history of my life. And that's pretty...
What, as in
like
the place or people in there with you?
The place and the people.
Not to be racist or anything, but it was a Jamie Foxx movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I know there was a bunch of African American people in the theaters. Yes, I caught on to that, Colton.
I love how he caught himself.
I call them brothers.
Okay, but see,
okay,
I've been to movie theaters where the chair has made me spill my popcorn.
You are Hispanic.
But this was horrible.
Michael, you're white.
Because, like... Okay, Michael made it bad, actually. I'm not going to lie. Michael made it bad.
What?
Because we went into there, we got our tickets. Fun. Michael goes to the bathroom immediately, and I go with him just so he doesn't feel bad. And he fucking...
That's normal. Okay.
He blows it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just gonna start
Dude,
off
I'm sorry. When you got to go, you got
to
go.
But then, okay, we're gonna.
Yes, I had to go. Okay.
Okay, but
wait, I can't well, just. Why didn't you just go?
But it was bad. Anyways.
You need your little brother to go with you.
No, I didn't ask
wait,
him to
is
go
it,
with you.
Is this
you.
Like wait. His actual brother or like a brother?
No, this is his actual brother.
What? Sorry, sorry. His actual brother or a
brother?
A brother.
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 A
brother.
B-R- All right,
let's get back to
U-T-H-A.
So, yeah.
You mean okay. that?
Like brother. Yeah. Brother from the
no.
hood.
Well, yeah. That's close enough.
Okay, shut up. You guys are making
is
it
how
racist
I sent you?
You're racist.
I was thinking
I'm not racist.
Was.
I was born and grew up in this environment.
You started them off.
It's hateful.
Okay, anyway.
It's
anyway.
So
anyways,
hateful.
Anyways, I'll continue. So, we're going to the theater, and after he gets off from the bathroom, we want to go get something to eat.
The theater.
Wait, what's so funny?
I'm sorry, I'm having like I'm having a gang
theater.
Talk here in the chat
what's
with Colin.
What's wrong with the theater?
It's no, you're like theater.
Theater.
And what's your point?
Theater.
Theater.
You just sounded so
are
prim
you guys
and proper.
Serious?
Is it
guys,
wrong for me to sound proper?
You guys suck talking.
It's wrong for you to sound New York.
Is it wrong for me to
are
sound like
serious?
Tom?
Dude, yeah. Seriously, don't ever say that in front of anybody again.
Wait. It would have seemed what you say.
Was it me? Did I say something bad?
Josh, do not even say it, or I will have Colton bleep it.
What did I say? Say what?
Two jams.
What did I say? What did I say?
What did we miss?
Dude, I'm Tom, lost. Are you okay?
Colton's killed me.
Yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
Nothing. It wasn't anything you said. It's Colton.
Okay, why is Michael telling me, Josh, if you say that again?
Oh, I don't know what he's on about.
No, if you say it, I will have Colton bleep it.
Say what?
What are you talking about? That's going in the link
jump. What did
jump.
He say?
I don't know. Yeah, what did I say?
I'm not going to say it. It's
oh,
kind of
change the subject. Change the subject.
It is typed.
All right, get back to complaining, Josh.
Well, it's not complaining. This was justified. Okay, so we're going to go get food, and we're probably...
Like Timberlake.
What?
Justified.
You're not funny, Tony.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up, Tony. Let him finish.
Well,
griping.
Not right now. But, so we're going to get food. I'm waiting
okay.
for anyone to, like, interrupt
okay,
me.
Okay, you're getting food.
What did you
I'm
get
good.
For food?
I'm good.
Come
okay,
on.
So we're going to get food, and... We're waiting in line, and then some guy who was in front of us said, oh, they're not going to take anyone after us. And it was, like, only, like, 8 o'clock at night. So,
oh my gosh.
It's like, really? They're already okay. done with the freaking concession stand? That's kind of really late. But I was like, okay, whatever. So,
That's totally gay.
We go in there, and... Michael, you tell the rest.
Do I really have to?
Yes, please.
Wait, is this the part where we go?
Just tell the rest.
Okay, so when we go in, when we're inside the theater, all
why do they
the
keep saying that. Really?
Shut up,
theater.
Listen
theater.
Here, douchebag. Let me finish, goddammit.
Okay,
the
8.
If you ever come to New York, I'll have you stabbed.
That's how you say it.
New York Comic Con 2013.
Theater.
Never forget.
Okay.
Theater.
The
all right.
Wait, can you just tell me
when we went
why
to go see the movie?
Can we just
shut
find
up.
Out
is
why
it like
so
an alligator?
Got a clue.
As soon as they agree to speak,
can
right,
you? Wait, like, can you just tell us? Okay, you went into the thing.
Yeah, seriously. Let me finish. Too. Okay, so
call it a thing. Call it a thing.
Listen, I have
okay.
Podcast.
I can explain it now. I can explain it now. And first off, I'm insulted
Stratus.
Right now. I'm insulted right now that the Southern people are telling me that I need to speak proper.
Please,
with all due respect.
Say why it was so bad.
Well, okay, so if everyone will shut up, I'll explain it.
Please,
I'll tell you all about it.
Please,
okay, so
anyway.
First off, people are bringing babies to this movie, and I don't know why you would bring your baby at 8 o'clock at night to a movie theater that for a movie that's R-rated, but. There was, like, at least 2 or 3 babies in the theater crying throughout the whole movie. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, there were actually people talking on their cell phones during the movie. And I was in shock that someone would actually pull out their cell phone. To
Joshua
start
was about to
lose I was
his
about
mind.
To go up to the person and just shut their phone off for them. But then I realized that I'm in a movie theater filled... Basically about 98% with African-American people. And I'm about to...
So? What's wrong with that?
Because the person who
what's
was talking on
that?
The phone
Anything
was
racist?
African-American. And I'm a white guy.
And
I'm a white
and
guy.
In all honesty... Wait, Josh, in all honesty...
You know what?
If they started jumping you, I wouldn't help you because I'm afraid.
I knew I had no support.
What? Oh my gosh. Anyway, hey, you guys are so subtly racist.
It's not racist. It's just the truth.
Shut up.
Anyways.
What you should have done was take a spray bottle in with you and then pretend to sneeze on the guy who was on his phone.
See, what you should have done is...
See, you should have just talked with a southern accent like this, then you would have gotten a lot more respect.
I love how the southern people are telling me how to deal with an African-American crowd, and you're calling me racist.
Sorry.
We're not racist.
Okay. All right, Josh, continue, please.
That was the best thing I've ever heard.
Anyways.
It was Colton.
Oh my god, Colton.
Anyways.
My southern accent.
Yeah, so, that's amazing.
Well, you know what? I am from the south, I guess, so.
He sounds like one of those, like, country girls.
Are you kidding me?
The country
and
western girls.
Why would you say that, Tom?
Because Tom knows all about the southern girls.
You know what, Tom? You can just stay out of Ohio. That's fine.
I'm going to stay out of Ohio. Don't worry.
Tom, you're going to live in Missouri with
us. I'll have to speak to you about that later.
Or New York.
Anyway, let Joshua finish the freaking story.
Because I'm almost done, for the love of Christ.
I like the way I'm being like told where I have to go.
Yeah, really.
You better come to New York, bitch, or else you're going to get
killed.
Sort out a place for me to live and sort me out a job, and then fine.
I'm at a strict disadvantage. It's everybody else has two people for their city. I only have one.
Yeah, but you can't offer me a job.
I know a guy.
It's true.
Yeah, but I got this accent.
Is his name Kevin?
If you came to live with me, you could just listen to this all day.
They don't pay you for finger painting, though, do
they? Only on good days.
The market's down.
So basically, you're slaves over there. Is this kitty camp torture chamber?
I guess.
Anyway, let Joshua finish the story so we can
move on.
Half
the podcast is in the chat.
I really like the chat. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So
the best bit was.
So that pissed me off pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. That part pissed me off pretty bad. The whole
what the babies or the phone?
That would piss me off too.
Yeah. Just because, like,
the baby.
Yeah.
Wait,
you know
a baby was on a phone.
And one of the first things you see in the theater is the little thing that tells you to turn off your cell phone.
Call it.
Are they
Josh,
quite big about that over there?
Well, actually, Josh. Wait, Josh. Actually, in the movie, they didn't show that.
It doesn't matter. That's a general rule of going to the movies. You shut off your phone because you're there to watch a movie, not talk to your friend or whatever. If you want to do that, get the hell out of here.
What's up, party girl? Let's
see. We have that. It's quite a big thing over here, so they always have like a pre-ad before the movie, and they have a
We do
like
too.
Yeah, we have
that.
Like this theater did not.
Yeah,
have
but
it.
We
this
live in the ghetto, and nobody gets.
Would
never have.
Listen,
where did you guys
maybe
go?
Because it's the fact that you don't have it, people so they're allowed to.
Listen, we live in the ghetto, and the guys
we
who work there don't want to get
ghetto.
Shot.
That's true. That's not a lie, actually. That's true.
We live in the ghetto.
Would you be mad if I talked on my phone in a southern accent the whole time?
Yes, I would. I would.
Whatever.
So, Colin, if it was you, Colin, if it was you, I would take you outside, bring you into the freaking bathroom, and shove your head in the toilet.
I think I could take you, Josh.
If you did that, Colton, if you talked in that accent, and if he tried to, I would put his head in the toilet.
Colton, it is essentially just if you like come down and talk in that accent, you will not be going back alive.
Yeah,
essentially.
No,
that's true.
I think every guy over there in New York would kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'll get a cowboy hat and everything.
Yeah.
Now you're from Texas.
Because a little pale ginger boy is really gonna like, and the cowboy hat just makes you.
Yeah, really.
I was thinking the same thing.
The cowboy hat has matcha.
God.
I'll make sure to wear like a long sleeve flannel shirt. And get a giant belt buckle and everything.
Don't stop! You're gonna make me pee.
Aww.
That'd be a first on this podcast.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Oh, that's nasty.
Okay, can I ask you... Okay, I had a thing that came up earlier at work today, and I really want to ask
Wait, did we ever finish the story, Josh?
Here's the end of the story. Just let me finish the story.
You stay and watch the movie and mind your own business.
No, well, that, and before the movie even ends, people start getting out, which made no sense to me.
Because everybody thought this scene. Let me just.
All the ending's coming up.
This scene was the last.
Ending's
scene.
Coming up. Better leave.
Yeah, it's like ending coming up. Let's get the hell out of here. It's like we don't want to see the ending of the movie. It's like fucking.
Oh, so it's like, last scene. Better get out.
Dude, you paid like $11 for your ticket.
Don't want any spoilers.
Why does it matter if why does it matter if they left in the beginning or at the end of the movie? Because they paid for the seat. Who cares? Because
then they're
movie.
Just all in the way, and they're all.
Colin, shut up!
I'm trying to explain.
I'll explain it for myself. Thank you. Basically, me and Michael were sitting like somewhere near the where like you would come inside like the little area where you like where the door is to leave and enter, and. We were sitting in the middle of that row, and there was people just going out from that row. So while we're still trying to finish the movie, people are freaking getting in our way, and we can't see crap.
Gotcha.
I almost had to
slap
a bit.
That makes more sense. You shouldn't have sat there then.
I had no choice. There was nowhere else to sit.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
Get there earlier. Simple.
Yeah, exactly.
We were there earlier.
Tells me like 30 minutes before we're gonna go watch the movie. Hey, by the way, we're gonna go watch Django Unchained. When he told me before,
but did he call it Django? Did he call it Django?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he did.
What, me? I didn't even say anything.
No, when you called me.
No, I said Django.
Yeah, okay. Michael.
Django was his
name. I don't believe that.
No, actually, I didn't even call him. I actually messaged him on Facebook.
That's true. He messaged me.
He mispronounced it in
his
head.
He
thought
Django. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna go see that Dango movie.
We're gonna go see that Dango movie about that Dango guy.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you get.
See, I might just call it like something.
Good.
I might just call it now something right, different than on. Dango. Just because he's called it Dango, I might just call it something different now.
Dango.
What are you gonna call
it?
Black
Man
Unchained.
Nah, probably like
whoa. Whoa.
I wasn't thinking like that.
That
I was thinking about
just
calling it Darren.
Well, I could use the other word that they kept saying in the whole freaking movie.
Nah, it's gonna be Darren Unchained.
Respectable African American man.
Do you call him Darren in chains?
No. What?
Did you say Darren?
No, Darren Unchained.
Darren? No.
Call him.
All right, you know how many times I've heard, oh my god, that's wrong.
Oh my god, that's
so wrong.
No, but like in a deeper voice with sass.
Oh my god,
that's wrong.
Now you just sound like Chef's dad.
Free fitty.
Hey there, children.
Chef had a dad.
Gave him a free fitty.
Well, not that I know.
I gave the monster 350.
Good man, my free fitty.
Your face is
like, woman, why'd you give the monster 350?
Okay, screw that.
Loch Ness monster.
Okay, let's get on.
Okay, awesome. This is completely unrelated, but it's something that bothered me at work today.
Bro fist.
Bro who?
Tony, finish yourself. Go on. Go on.
What?
No, okay. We're good.
I just said bro fist.
Oh, bro fist. I thought you said real fast.
You mean
bro who?
Because
of the picture.
Know.
Okay.
Whatever, keep going.
The scenario of being in an earthquake, okay? Do you reckon someone has had an earthquake wank?
Wait, what?
They
what?
Don't usually...
What?
You mean somebody
earthquake
their boat?
No.
Well, earthquake?
Let me explain that, okay? Not actually... Not physically, properly done it themselves. The vibrations of the earthquake, they just left their hand over their dick and they moved it about
earthquakes
with the actual
earthquake.
Earthquakes
don't...
Why would that work?
That wouldn't work.
Earthquakes
work.
Don't usually last
Does that not
long?
Work?
I mean,
anyway.
No.
The earthquake shakes your
earthquake.
Whole body,
yeah.
Not your
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, but if you're holding and the earthquake's going, would it still like move in a way that you could...
Tom?
Okay, Tom, if it was... If the earthquake... Hold on, let me explain this.
Yeah.
If the earthquake was moving... enough to where that would work, then you should probably get into cover.
You probably
okay. You're doing it under a table. Okay, you're under a table. You're under a table. Okay, you're safe.
Tom?
What?
God damn it! You got a scenario for everything.
Tom, what?
What the hell gave you the idea for the scenario?
We were at work. We started talking about earthquakes.
You must have read something.
No,
it
was at work. We started talking about earthquakes, and it just popped into my head.
Okay, so basically your mind is like thinking about earthquakes. Definitely can masturbate to that shit.
No, can the
well,
but
like
why, is that is why, there why a fetish
that,
for
why
that?
Is the first thing that pops in your
it
head?
Didn't, it wasn't the first thing, obviously. It wasn't the first thing. It's not can I wank to it. It's can the earthquake wank me?
So basically, you got the earthquake pregnant.
It's kind of like a Dutch rudder situation.
No, it's sort of like you're being like made to wank yourself off without trying to.
Tom, you're
is that the
Tom,
proper
I
term?
The first time I can honestly say you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Oh my god, that's not.
No, Tom. Did you just plan for yourself to sound dumb right now? Like honestly, like
no. This is a serious thing that came up to it.
This week in the podcast, earthquakes wank us.
No.
Yeah. No.
I reckon that could happen. I reckon that could happen.
Dango's unchained.
That would because I don't think that you would actually. Like, be physically thinking about that while an earthquake.
Obviously, you wouldn't physically be thinking about it. I'm just saying.
You know,
if you're in the scenario where you're in an earthquake, it's a powerful earthquake. If you put your hand on your knob, would it wank you?
There I am. And then
you
just.
Well, my pants are down. Might as well give it a quick wank.
But it's like, why would you? Like, when your first instinct
would be like, go. Look. It's not first instinct. It's not something that's going to ever happen. I'm just saying, if it was to happen, if you were in an earthquake,
happens,
oh god,
so therefore it doesn't matter.
No, it's not. I think it could happen. If you were stupid enough in that scenario.
Next time you go to bring California, there's an earthquake at the San Andreas Fault.
Wait, Josh.
If I know there's no hope of me surviving, I might just whack it out and just try.
Calm down, guys. Calm down. I think I understand his theory, but the thing is. That what instead of an earthquake, something that simulates.
What if you were in
like
space?
One of those vibrating. Listen. What about those vibrating? Just
space.
Listen, what about those vibrating beds that they have in hotels sometimes?
Space. I'm saying.
Yeah, I bet people do that all the time.
Space.
They're probably like full of
the next frontier.
Well, that's
no,
kind of why
just...
they always like you know rent out hotels for.
Exactly. Porn. No, I'm just saying. No, it's not. I think it could. It would happen, but I mean, no one would ever do it.
Tom, you just outed yourself out as a sexual deviant.
Not really.
Yeah, really. You're kind of a pervert.
Microphone just shocked me again.
It's not really a pervert thing. It's just a question.
It
was just a question.
Okay,
talking it was just
about,
a question.
Like, should I masturbate while there's an earthquake?
No,
is
no.
It
you're not doing it.
No,
you're not doing
said.
It. You're not doing it. You're not the one doing it.
But it's still
it's happening. Wait,
stop.
So wait,
it is a Dutch
please
rider.
Stop. I'm going to pee. I'm going to pee.
Shut up, Michael.
Dude, this is too funny.
Not that funny.
So somebody else is...
No, it's the force of the earthquake that's doing it, but you're not
oh,
physically
God,
moving your arm.
Again.
Why is your hand
yeah,
there?
Yeah, your hand is there, but you're not physically moving your arm.
Why is it there?
Because
the
I mean YOLO,
you're
right?
Seeing if the
why
earthquake
would your hand
can do it.
Be there?
YOLO.
It's because you're seeing if the earthquake can do it.
Why would you be seeing that?
I don't know! I'm just saying, if you were in an earthquake and you put your hand on your penis, would the earthquake wank you off?
Why do you care?
You know what,
I don't care.
Yes.
I'm just asking. It's just a question. It's just a question.
This week,
okay, let's
this
move
week
on
from the
Brian,
SDF
Brian.
Podcast. I mean YOLO, right?
No, it's just it was just a question. Okay, you don't have to get all arsy about it.
Well,
unbelievable.
Anyway, let's move on.
Fuck you guys.
To bigger and better things that don't involve earthquakes and wanking.
We started the new series.
So basically, we're not going to be talking about your penis.
So we have nothing to talk about now. Everything off my list.
Well, I kind of lost my piercing, and I don't know where it went.
That sounds more like a girl thing.
Tony's ass.
Just bought it.
We started a new series.
So it's that time.
Oh yeah,
of the
I forgot
series.
About that.
I have a video that'll be coming out
that
soon.
Time of the year.
Talking about Tom's video.
Oh, I was.
New year, new series. We had
sorry,
a new series, didn't we?
Yeah. Shut.
It's just
still really early, okay?
It's just a compilation of fail stuff, isn't it?
It's kind of like, for you, it's like 3:45, so it's not that early.
Basically how you normally played then.
Not really.
I have a new video that'll be coming out at the end of this week.
You want to talk about it?
No, I don't. Spoilers. Well, I guess it'll be out before this podcast comes out.
Yeah, if it's not.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I was playing with it, and I think I untwisted it. And then
whoa.
Whoa! I do not want to know what you twisted and fell off.
Where's the earthquake?
Tony, what has she done to you?
Dude, did she do what I think she did?
Ow.
No,
no
she didn't.
Keep shocking me.
I have.
Don't bitch.
She just ripped my dick off.
Yeah. There will be no earthquakes for Tony for a while.
Ow.
Menstruating, I guess.
I feel like we've hit our peak.
Yeah, we hit our peak before we started recording.
We did, actually.
That was good.
I know. We were doing so good. And then it's all Michael's fault.
What? It wasn't my fault. I had to go pee.
It's Dango's fault.
We kept...
Yeah.
It's Dango's fault.
Respect my
fault.
Damn
you, Dango.
That Dango ate my
Shut
baby.
Up, Michael, you can't make the joke because it's your fault.
That's Dingo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Dingo.
It's Dingo. The Dango ate my baby.
I think it's Django.
Is that racist?
Ate my baby.
I think that's Django. A little racist.
No, I don't think so.
Dango,
Dingo,
ate
Dingo
my
is.
Baby.
Not Dang. It's not Dango. Why are you saying Dango?
That's how they say it down there.
It's not. It's Dingo.
Whatever.
Different.
Still ate my baby.
Once again, Django ate Dango
your baby.
Was his name-o.
Was it?
Anyway,
Django was, I guess.
Anybody's played any games while
I just
during
picked
the
up
break?
Far Cry
Sims 3 Pets.
I just got
Sims
3
Pets.
I can't remember
Sims
the name.
I didn't get Pets yet.
Pets is better
because it's too long.
Is it?
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
a,
here it is.
I have a dog.
Oh wait, they couldn't even fit the
I
name.
I have a dog too. I have three.
That
I've been
is,
playing,
that is actually the
Dead
video
Dead
Space
that is 2.
Friday.
Forza Horizon.
The
Sims 3 Pets.
Oh, I was playing The Walking Dead.
Nice. I can't wait then.
Good man. You like it?
I picked up Mass Effect 2 the other day also.
Why are you looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe?
I'm adding album artwork.
That was Marilyn Monroe.
And you need Marilyn Monroe for the artwork.
That's just the artwork.
Are you trying to attract people to your YouTube?
Speaking
what?
Of YouTube, I don't need to attract people to
it's
my,
on my
YouTube.
Phone.
People,
Shut
they
up.
Come in naturally.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's why our channel has more
no, it
views
doesn't.
Than
no,
your
it doesn't.
Channel.
It does.
It does. Well,
it
my
does.
Face is red. Cut yeah, that so. Out.
Calm
you
down, there's
the podcast.
I know, that's why he's just he's
yeah.
just reminding himself.
I'll okay. leave the I'll leave the part
work.
Where I said cut that out. So it'll sound
yeah.
awesome.
That's kinda like at work.
I've actually been playing a lot of Dead Space recently.
No, you haven't.
No, actually Dead Space 2.
See? I told you.
I need to buy them
yeah.
again. I sold them.
What, Dead Space and Dead Space
yeah.
2?
I played them and beat them, and then I sold them. Now I want them again.
Well, actually, I'm playing, beating them, and then perfecting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I won't be able to do it with Dead Space 2. Because I don't have the season pass thing that's ridiculous. I hate when games make you have to buy them brand new to get the season pass for free. But if you don't get the season pass, you can't play multiplayer.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's called greed.
Nice picture, Tom.
Thank you.
I just find it so stupid.
I know it's bad, isn't it?
Reminds me of Call of Duty.
It's terrible.
It reminds me of Call of Duty.
But at the same time, it made me laugh. That picture?
Yeah, the little noob kids that play Call of Duty.
Oh. Okay, that made more sense. I was like, what?
Yeah, you've never seen Macaulay Culkin in the new...
And the new, yeah, in the new one. I guess I missed it.
I'm just going to send it to you, okay? It's really bad.
You're really bad.
Tom, you sound like a girl when you laugh. No thanks. It's funny.
Hey, guys, you know what I just found out? What the hell?
Tom.
That's great.
Tom,
it came up on Facebook.
You're racist.
Oh, but that's just not right.
That's not racist.
Are you kidding me? Where do you find these
it's
things?
On Facebook.
Yeah, bullshit.
Tom, that was amazing.
I bet you have a whole profile of that.
Facebook's for nerds.
Of babies with bottle caps.
MySpace is where it's at.
Now, we're not going to say what kind of baby it is, but it's kind of messed up.
It's a baby.
Get in
it's
my
not,
belly.
It's
you wouldn't be saying it's
well,
messed up
so maybe
if it was a too. White baby in a freaking seltzer
no,
water.
I would...
Oh, great, Joshua. You know, now,
I would
now
so
you have to
animal
say
abuse.
It, you know.
You're animal abuse.
I'm calling...
What's an
anyway, can I just finish what
I'm
I was trying to
NRA.
Say before?
NRA?
The National Rifle Association?
Yeah. for it's animal abuse. I mean, look at that picture.
No.
God.
Why would they have to do that?
You gotta put it down.
No.
You're an idiot! You're stupid!
Michael, you're the one who said dango, so shut up.
Well, you should have said it before. Now you can't anymore.
Yeah, he's getting better with his grammar since he's been getting better with his grammar.
Well, you know, oh, English is hard.
You can't let that go, can't you?
It's English.
English.
English is hard, okay? Anyway. Where were we?
What did you say?
I said English is hard.
Oh, yes, English is very, very hard.
Wow, way to pull out the race cards. You guys are telling me about watching racism, and then look at you guys.
Watch your race.
I thought you had said English are hard, and I was just like, what?
Did you just say England was hard?
Okay, that made it way more funnier. Sorry, we're having our own conversation.
Did you say England is hard?
No, English is
English?
Hard.
Tom is that whenever there's an earthquake. Better watch out.
We don't get earthquakes, so I wouldn't know.
Well, this, you know, go to California.
I'm apparently going to Missouri.
You're Missouri.
You are. You're going. We have earthquakes in Missouri.
No, you don't. The only thing you have is either tornadoes or Honey Boo Boo.
How dare you?
Honey Boo Boo's not from here. She's from Illinois, isn't she?
Virginia.
I don't know,
she's from the South. Wherever you go, you're part of the
we're
South.
We're not in the South.
Okay, just because we're south of New York
we're
does not mean
south.
That we are in the South.
We're in the Midwest.
Everything south of
you're
New
in
York
the south.
Is south, so shut up.
I'm the South UK.
Shut up, nobody cares.
Does that mean you're so basically, does that mean you're the hick version of a British guy?
Honey Badger.
That's, like, that usually, like, West Country.
Honey Boo Boo is
from
is
Georgia.
In Georgia.
Close
in the
enough.
City of Atlanta, Georgia.
Where the zombies Atlanta, came
Georgia.
From.
That's true.
They have birds there.
Insulting us with Honey Boo Boo Child.
Whoa!
Did anybody watch?
No,
wait. Did anybody? Wait, Josh.
That's
Josh.
An insult.
Wait, did anybody watch that South Park episode with Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah.
Probably.
No.
No?
What?
Sketty and Butter.
I don't watch South Park.
Butter and Sketty.
Where James Cameron tried to save the bar.
He tried to raise the bar.
Raise the bar.
We have to see this episode.
No. Oh.
Go to southparkstudios.com.
No.
Do it!
No. He will. He's
do
just
it, or the
face.
Hypnotoad will rape you.
That's from Futurama.
Yeah. Nice try.
Crossing timelines.
Yeah, but it's from Comedy Central now.
Jackass.
Did somebody say Thundercats?
I said Jackass.
Sounded a little like Thundercats.
Why would you care about the Thundercats? Colton, why would you care about the Thundercats? That's beyond your ages.
So is Pokemon, but...
But Pokemon's badass, that's
news.
Why.
Kids.
Pregnant.
I have
pregnant.
Exciting news.
Listen
no, I'm not.
Right
no, 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 no.
Did you get married like Michael and Lindsay?
Like
no. Ooh.
Sore
no.
subject.
Ooh, not
that's
not
why
cool.
We have coat hangers.
That's why.
You're adopted?
No. My mom is, though.
So you're going to have a sister?
Is that the news?
Test.
Hey.
Is she adopting like
you
Angelina Jolie style?
I can cut hair now. on dogs. Shut
legally.
Up.
Wait, is she the Angelina Jolie of the South?
What?
What?
What, cutting dogs?
You?
We're not the South.
No, I meant like she adopts kids and her mom adopts dogs.
I don't, my mom's adopted, I'm not
kids.
Adopted.
Oh, sorry, get back to talking about cutting hairs and dogs.
Kids.
That was a lot more exciting.
But no, I passed.
Listen to the rap
music. I passed it. I'm so excited. So I'm a full on.
Insert clap sound effect. There you go.
What do you want? A cookie now?
No, I can get those. I make those myself.
Oh, Missouri sounds so much fun.
What kind of cookies?
I make. Well, it depends on what
I like the sound of Missouri. You're selling
well,
it.
Well, Josh, we know what Emily's going to do when she comes to New York.
Get in the kitchen.
I make homemade from scratch cupcakes too.
Get in the kitchen and make
yes.
me dinner.
Aren't they awesome?
A dinner of cookies.
I make homemade scratch cupcakes
Seriously? Icing, now you know. Now, sucks. Now I know your role here. In when you get
cupcakes
here,
cupcakes are better without
you'll
icing.
You'll be in the kitchen.
Yep, that's you'll be in the
Missouri
kitchen.
Is.
Food.
Okay, okay, that's just one thing that always that
sexism.
Worries me. It's like women are trying to like get back there, like try to like prove that they should have equal rights, but yet every almost every woman I know talks about how they're gonna make cupcakes.
Shout out to the 19th Amendment.
Just saying.
I never, like, I mean, it'd be cool to be equal, but I don't see...
Listen, black
now,
people
but...
will have
no,
equal
you're
rights
not doing
before
that.
You guys.
I don't even think people care about that anymore, do they? It's not such
know.
A big deal anymore.
It's not
my
relevant.
My dad cooks more than my stepmom. Like, he does all the cooking at our house.
Okay.
Really?
He's an awesome... Yeah.
You
he's
sure he
awesome
doesn't have a Y chromosome?
Michael, you're
everyone
stupid.
Has Y chromosomes.
Yes, I am.
But okay, surely
Michael?
That's
can
not
I
like a massive like.
You can... Please go punch Michael.
Surely this isn't like
well,
a massive.
Well, he can't
deal
because he's
the dumbest
not
thing I've ever
me.
Heard.
He's not. They don't live together.
No,
anymore.
We do.
That was
but
the
I'm
dumbest
there,
thing
like,
I've ever heard, Michael.
How are you?
How fun is
so
it waiting
care?
For that douchebag client?
I don't know. I don't care.
Is he gonna break in?
Oh, Michael,
dude,
Michael.
It's outrageous how clients
you wonder why
try to...
You wonder why you're an idiot?
Why?
Because males are the one with the Y chromosome, you moron.
I just realized that right
you
now when I googled
that
it.
Too late before sounding completely stupid.
Yeah, go back to skull, asshole. Jesus.
Hey.
Yeah, learn about the female anatomy and how it's pronounced Django.
Anatomy?
I love
anatomy.
Anatomy,
Josh? What did you just say? Now you make fun of my English?
English? English? You make fun of my English?
You're so fucking stupid.
I show you how to make fun of my English.
Oh my god.
So,
that is the one sentence you do not want to mess up in.
Alright, so, who among
Michael,
us watch football extensively?
Well, I watch proper football.
Professional sports are for retards.
What?
I watch dog shows. That's as far as I go
craft
with sports.
For the win.
Wow, you guys are pathetic.
I watch lots of craft shows.
I don't.
No, I don't. I watch a lot of cartoons.
Food Network.
Do you also watch Antique Roadshow while you're at it?
Yeah.
I watch proper football.
Oh, god damn it, you made my joke horrible.
I watch proper football, so...
Your jokes were already
yeah,
horrible.
Really, Michael. Yeah.
Well, if that's what
you know what
you want to talk about, football, I watch proper football. Do you watch American football, then?
Yes, American football, not that sissy British
mean,
crap.
It's not British crap.
Sissy?
Michael, first off, it's not British crap. It's all around the world.
Yeah,
not,
it's more popular.
Not
than
to try
crap.
To change the subject or anything, but it's snowing at my
and,
house right
they
now.
They don't wear pads.
Yeah, and they don't restrict their sport to just the United States of America.
Exactly. People actually want to play R1.
It is snowing.
I prefer rugby before soccer.
It is snowing.
Colton, that's not fair. It snowed earlier this week.
It's true.
And now it's sunshiny. It's like
Tuesday. It's
outside.
Supposed to be like 50 here.
Stupid.
And it's like
so
freezing.
It'll melt.
But isn't it always freezing like 24/7?
Almost spring.
It's either cold or raining.
Is it really?
Is that why you always carry
pack
an umbrella?
The sunscreen when you go to Missouri.
I know 2012 is like the wettest summer that Britain's had.
Hey,
ever.
Whoa.
And that's not just down to 50 shades of grey.
So,
how many babies were born?
Wait, that's not just down to 50 shades of grey.
So was Reading. Reading Festival. You get it, Tom.
No, it was actually sunny that weekend. It was sunny that weekend.
You made
it. Yeah, I'm sure it was pouring all night long.
Hey, guess what, guys?
That's funny.
Make it rain.
It rained in one
night. No. Well, guess
Toby,
what?
I'm as small as you are.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I just finished watching like Always Sunny. All seven seasons.
There's eight seasons.
You're I know,
stupid.
But I just catched up all seven.
Stop. Please.
That show gets
shut up, Joshua.
Dead, like before, he even comes over here.
Okay,
and I
so, you, so you guys, watch It's Always
yep.
Sunny, right?
Occasionally,
I watch it.
It's the best
favorite
show in the world. Oh, it's hilarious.
I thought Arrested Development was the best show.
Nah,
no. Wait, listen, I thought.
Okay,
I thought.
Shut up.
Listen,
no,
Emily.
No,
I've deduced that Emily is just like Jack Patillo.
Ah, shut up.
Everything that she says is the greatest thing ever.
And she goes, "Sup, dill holes."
As American people,
today she's like, this book I'm reading is the best book I've ever read.
No, the author was amazing.
Does
the
she?
Author is the best author I've ever read.
How do you read an author? Hey.
You read their books.
Trust me. I've read all their books.
This is coming from a former book himself. I know my
You really relating back to it. I can't believe you kept that running. I said that to you once, and then we made a joke about it, and then it like died, but you still keep bringing it back.
That's still my that's still my wallpaper on my phone.
What?
Books.
Is it?
Yeah.
God. Wow.
You guys having fun with your own little conversation
over
there?
It's the podcast.
We're talking about
what? Well, okay, anyway, can I ask my wife, before you start.
What? Okay.
Do any of you know, cuz I don't. It doesn't air over here. When is the second half of Series 5 of Breaking Bad starting?
I think it's supposed to start around the same time The Walking Dead is supposed to start again.
I don't watch either of them.
And what does that mean?
That's usually around February, around here.
My birthday month.
Oh, don't get a birthday
month. I wanted to be able to watch it over in America.
Well, you could always watch the hacked version of
it. I'd rather be like...
illegal stuff
the hacked
here.
Version?
Oh, Michael promoting piracy? Michael's a pirate.
I don't promote piracy.
You just
promote
all day. Yeah.
Sorry, Emmy, if it's airing when I'm over there, I'm sorry, I'm gaffing at the TV for that. Sorry.
We have three TVs at my house and three DVRs. I think you're okay.
Dude, how is your family going to feel harvarding a Southern... a British kid in your house?
Not me. I'm staying where I am.
Did you just say harboring?
Hold on, everybody. Everybody, shut up.
Maybe I'll just
keep talking. You know, just don't even bother sending your audio to me. Doesn't even matter.
Alright, wait, before anybody of us start talking, I just noticed that this is the first time since in a long time all the members of the podcast. Are you gonna let me finish? God damn it. Can you guys just let me finish and then make fun of me?
This is the first...
Whoa, calm down there, Molly.
First time since in a long time.
I meant to say, this is the first time in a long time that all the members of the podcast... Well, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Sorry.
Can I finish, goddammit?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since... The full cast has been here in one podcast.
Because it's hectic.
Well, that is true. You guys done now? You can continue with whatever bullshit stories you got going on.
Sorry, we're talking about cats.
What kind of cats?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I don't know.
They were found downtown.
Ooh. So they're from the streets.
Are we talking about live cats that have been skinned? Oh my god. Colin, you all are horrible people. Horrible.
You brought it up. You were the one who said it first.
Well, what do you expect from somebody from the south?
At least
Colin,
he's not.
If you talk like that for the rest of your life, I will be completely happy.
Yeah.
Seriously, bro.
I don't even want to know what your normal voice is like anymore.
It's terrible. Sometimes I'll just slip into that school and people just look at me weird.
Is it El Terrible?
Why am I not surprised by that?
You know, when I was in high school, one of my friends and I...
Nobody cares.
We went...
Okay.
You know what? When I come to New York, I am going to beat you. I swear to God, I'm just going to...
Not unless you get shanked first and get robbed.
What you should do is, Emily, is that when you come here, you should just bake a bunch of cookies, give them to everyone except Michael.
That's so smart.
No!
You get all the cookies.
No! That is horrible. Why would you treat a human being like that?
Or you just
shit
in his cookie.
Jesus. Oh, that's true.
No!
I have cats and dogs.
Cookies.
I work with dogs. Oh, you know what? I have hamsters at my work. I could put hamster poo in his...
Wow, you thought too much about this.
Yeah, because he's not on this podcast listening to what you're saying or anything like that.
That's a little too horrible.
But see, now that
make
he knows,
it a fat-free cookie.
Know if I really did or not.
What? Nobody eats that piece of shit cookie. I wouldn't eat it.
I don't know how to make a fat-free cookie.
I didn't even know cookies are fat-free.
You probably can't get them,
I use lots of butter in my cookies.
Make, like, Imagine re-cookies.
Is it like Crisco all day?
There you go.
Yeah, imagine re-cookies. You would just sit around pretending to eat a cookie.
Not always.
Wait. Back to the Always Sunny Philadelphia talk. Yeah, okay, shut up. Anyway, one of the episodes I found very funny.
Shout out to Han Solo.
What?
How did we get into Jurassic Park?
How did we get into Back to the Future?
How can I not finish my story?
I didn't go to Jurassic Park.
It did go Jurassic Park.
All right. Speaking of Always Sunny,
Doc Brown, never forget.
While I was... Shut up. While I was watching one of these episodes, this one made me laugh. It's all about spoiler. Frank poops the bed.
Yeah,
that's the one I just said.
Yeah. Really? Well, after I saw that episode, I text Tom, tell him about who pooped the bed, and Tom's like, "Huh?
Yeah,
what?
You text me that. I watched. Sorry, but that's like series what 3 or 4 of Always Sunny." That came out, I don't know how long ago, and he texted me about that like about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, just out of nowhere, who poops?
What is this picture?
He texted me who poops the bed.
Is there a British
I was like, okay.
I mean, I could take a picture of the text if you want.
I know who that is.
That's you, isn't it? Though,
got you really.
Like on the left, I don't know who it is.
Seriously?
No, he's on a TV show in Britain, so that's why.
Cutest British police officer
just
ever.
Just keep lying.
That's
you
cute?
All from the same town.
That's cute for British people? Holy Christ, you guys are screwed.
No, that's someone on a TV show.
Jeez, that was so rude.
Have you not seen my
she's
picture?
A little, she's
have
a
you
little,
not seen my picture?
No, but...
She's a little fake just, though. I know.
Just,
I mean...
I know.
Well,
I know, but she's a little
just
fake.
Just beat down
fake.
A whole...
Dude, she looked like she was from the Jersey Shore.
I mean YOLO, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't work on you.
She looks like she's been tangoed.
Dude, she looks like a Guido.
Hey, watch the racist.
That's not racist.
That's not
a racist term.
It's a stereotype. No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Even the Guidos call themselves Guidos.
Okay, that's like how the black people
No, you're not.
How the
why do we keep going there?
Like, I almost...
Because you're from the South, Cole, and you're used to
it's
saying that word.
Okay. Guido, slang. Guido is a slang term for a lower class or
it's
working
slang
class
time.
Urban
term.
Italian Americo.
America.
America, Josh? Are you kidding me?
Dango.
This has just turned into like pronunciation wars, and I love it. It's like so fun.
Grammar Nazis.
Yeah.
The STF podcast is having a pronunciation war.
No, this week we go back to grammar school.
Pronunciation? There you go.
Exactly.
We go back to grammar school during an earthquake.
I would hate to have that typing computer thing.
I have a computer class starting.
The typing computer
known as a keyboard.
What's the name of that? It's like a PC program that teaches you how to type
Mavis
and
Bacon.
Say stuff. Yeah, that one.
Makers Bacon.
No, Mavis Bacon.
Oh, sorry.
Bacon spelled B-A-E-C-O-N.
Okay, that's fine. Sorry. It's an easy mistake to make. No, don't.
I have.
I'm not
really.
I'm not judging on it, but you're like, but you mispronounced the first word.
Sorry, it did sound like make us.
Make us? I said may this.
Make us.
Where did
that's
that
I
go?
I don't know.
I have
you're
a.
Oh well, yeah! Wow, take that back. You know that's not true.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
What did
Nothing.
You say,
don't
Josh?
Sit in the corner.
Repeat that one more time.
Tom's always sitting.
I sort of am already.
Colin, boost up Josh's audios so we can hear that when the podcast comes out.
No, you.
I've lost track. I'm just so I can't there. Think anymore.
Hey, got milk?
No.
Dry your nipples.
Oh, the ass hurt.
Sorry. Oh.
Hey, Colin, talk in your southern voice like something like you would normally talk to your friends. Minus the racial slurs.
What are you talking about, racial slurs?
Or the earth?
I ain't no racist hick like all them other critters out there.
What about the city folk?
Ain't no city folk either.
I didn't realize I put on Brokeback Mountain.
Gayest movie
so Tom,
ever.
You come visit. We're gonna go camping.
Literally,
I've got this perfect spot.
That's not about gay people, though.
That's again why the summer.
No, it's about strippers.
Was the wettest summer ever. Yet another reason.
If you say that, if you nick my joke, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm just adding to your joke.
Better be careful, Colin. Tom doesn't like when you nick his jokes.
Yeah.
Tom, you get all up in his knickers.
Who's Nick?
Well, that's a normal thing for me.
Your jokes.
Go on in.
Why are you cutting
Who's Nick?
I'm not cutting my joke.
When we nick something, like, at work, nicking means you cut
Why
a dog.
Would you cut a dog?
Nick. Whoa! We don't want to hear that.
Yep, I'm calling NRA on you. That's
You're
it.
You're calling what?
NRA. It's PETA, stupid.
Listen, remember, NRA stands for National Rifle Association.
National Pet Person.
What does PETA stand
PETA
for?
PETA stands for...
I don't know.
PETA it's just, it's a name. For, it doesn't sound right.
No, it
stands
no,
for
it,
people
it has,
who really, really love animals.
It was founded
animals.
By someone called PETA.
It has pet
no,
in it.
Wait, PETA or
no,
PETA?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
So it's like PETA.
Where's the F? PETA, yeah.
Forever.
It's, okay, it's spelled PETA.
No, I'm gonna type what it actually is in the chat.
Nice.
Well, nice. The link doesn't work, dumbass.
Well, everyone just mashed their keyboard. Why not? Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a letter that begins with 8. Well done. Brilliant. At least I know that you're lying.
Mine has a bracket.
Wait, Tom. Tom, since you're British, I always wanted to ask this.
Go on.
What are knickers?
They're underwear.
Pants.
Underwear.
They're pants.
Whoa, Michael, whoa.
No, not that word. The other word.
Watch the language.
Knickers.
Yeah, knickers.
Nick your knickers.
For underwear.
Yes, called it.
And no, we don't mean the other
Did
word. We mean something
Mrs.
that...
Claus?
I guess so.
That was a terrible joke, I'm sorry.
You're making like my sort of squeaking noise. It's quite cool. It's infectious. So what do you mean what the word knickers is?
No, I didn't mean what the word knickers is. I'm trying to ask you what are knickers.
Yeah. Why they're like underwear, why? Why do you want to know that?
I don't know, because I've always heard that term. It's like, that sounds
okay.
Racist.
Maybe okay.
That's racist.
Maybe I should ask
okay, Michael,
that's racist.
Michael, then
wow.
What's a cheeseburger? Because that's American, right?
A cheeseburger is something that I
don't,
eat
don't,
every
don't, you
day.
You can't say that, Colin. It might be racist. Knickers is racist.
I ain't no
probably.
Racist. I'm full-blown American citizen.
Hold on.
You sure? Where's your green card, bitch?
I was born in the South, raised in the South.
Die in the sea.
Say knickers. Say knickers in your
okay,
accent.
Okay,
No, please do not do that.
I can.
No.
Oh, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, but it might turn out a bit wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it would
I'm
make
not,
me
I'm
laugh.
Not doing
it. So I don't care.
You can do that after hookup.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. After hookup. Please.
It's a very British word, and I don't think I could say that in a southern accent like that. There's certain words that
I want to. I want to invent a way. To have British people talk like Southern people.
Why do they call it
but with their British accents.
Why would
they call that an impression?
They
there's
a
fort
way.
There. There's a fort there.
No, but when British people do Southern accents, they sound like Southern people. But I want
the
a hybrid
point.
Of
British
accent and Southern...
Slapping the best.
Slapping the best, man.
Slapping the best.
I hate that film.
It sounds more Irish than anything when you guys say
slap
it.
Slap in the basement.
Slap in the basement.
Well, Irish is just like British anyway, so, you know.
No,
only
it's
more
not.
Drunk.
All part of the British community. Technically, Tom's
it's
English.
It's a community.
Yes.
Tom is English and Ireland is part of the British community.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Only
the
difference between
Ireland
and the UK
is
that they're more drunk.
It is in the British Isles, yes.
Yes, so it is part of the British community.
Isn't it part of British?
Okay,
yeah.
But the difference between those two is that Ireland's always drunk
not
and
really.
British people are always drunk on tea.
No, you can't be drunk on tea.
You can't get drunk on tea.
Well, if you spike it.
Yeah, you can.
You haven't had the right kind of tea,
then. Yeah,
Emily, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. You can get drunk on tea. Trust me. You can get drunk on tea.
I'm high on PCP.
Do not get that.
It's from a show.
No shit.
Yeah. What show is that from?
I don't remember.
What's that from?
I don't know, but it only airs in your country.
I think it's it's the Dave Chappelle show, I think.
You are the Chappelle
show.
Fuck's Dave.
You've never heard of David Chappelle?
it's like you never heard of Voldemort or something like that. That she just went on about.
He shall not be named.
No, I'm no offense, Emmy. I'm making fun of you.
What?
Because you made it sound like he never heard of God or something.
But I mean, it's just like. God.
Well, I know that.
Who?
God?
What?
Who is this God?
Okay, you guys are crossing a dangerous path that we should not go to.
What,
you mean Mordor?
No,
Jesus.
It's not a dangerous path. Everything
it's
we
like
talk about
evergreen
is not a dangerous
forest.
Path.
You shouldn't pass
dangerous.
Through it.
No.
You're the evergreen forest.
Oh, shut your hippie mouth.
The evergreen
Everfree.
Forest? Everfree. Okay.
How's that?
It's a pony thing.
I don't know.
Fair enough. We're making up stuff now.
No, it's a pony thing.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no. Bad. No.
Why do you gotta hit on ponies?
Colton, so you wanna talk about ponies to mess up Emily's mind?
We can't talk about ponies. It was an episode
this
week.
We're not talking about ponies.
No, but we could talk about last week's episode.
Yeah, last week's episode wasn't that good.
Well, I want him to
it's
explain
it
in his southern accent.
Yeah,
it's a good...
Dave Chappelle is amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing.
That's
it's
before
a good thing that
he went crazy
team,
and...
So.
Yeah, well, I'm not really too fussed about that.
Listen.
I just got rid of that.
Listen.
Who won the game of the year?
It was Mass Effect 3.
Oh.
Wow, that was...
Did you not listen back?
Did you
it went on for about half
no,
an
I
hour,
did,
that
I
discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to have to listen to
would
it.
Would you like me to tell you who won everything then?
Yes, I would, because I did not hear it. I wasn't here.
For TV show
of
the year, we chose Walking Dead, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it? Because I know them all.
Yeah. And the community chose Walking Dead, too.
Video
was...
RVB.
We chose... Yeah, the public chose RVB. We chose Gundam Style.
I still think that Gundam Style shouldn't have won.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
I think the Dutch guy should have won. Or the German guy. Mine arse.
No, what else do we have? Best downloadable game, public chose Minecraft, we chose Trials.
Yeah.
Oh, Minecraft by
no.
far.
Bullshit.
We had a long argument about that.
Just go listen to last podcast.
Listen, if you two were here, you could break the ties.
No, game
and then
was
movie was like...
of course. Movie... Public chose Avengers, we chose Dark Knight Rises.
Because of Michael being a
which
jackass.
Was a horrible way to go.
And which then, we weren't very happy about.
Yeah, Game of the Year.
Public chose Halo, we chose Mass Effect 3.
Why would you choose Mass Effect?
Because
Josh,
I didn't
Josh
like
and
any of the other games on that.
Just go listen
well,
to
Josh,
the last
you don't
podcast.
I do count. If you had listened to the podcast, you would know I spearheaded the whole argument and got Michael to choose
all
Mass
it
Effect
was,
3.
All it was which is, no, you... Colton just gave up and
Michael,
changed
Michael.
And then Colton
what?
Gave up and just switched over to Halo 4, so I won by default.
Yeah. Even though it was just me and Josh arguing.
Yeah.
The only thing I've got a problem with that whole episode is I feel it was only me and Josh arguing with each other.
Because
I was really tired during that whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
No,
and
don't
I was
take my
sick.
Excuse. It's my excuse.
Yeah, shut up.
And I was kind of sick, actually.
Oh, you're always sick. Doesn't stop you.
Oh, God.
And also, I wanted to finish playing The Walking Dead.
Right now,
Dead.
I'm not even being funny. I am wearing a Snuggie.
It's still
the
funny.
One that you
yes.
got for Christmas?
Is that the blanket with sleeves?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I've got one of those.
It's the
you guys are losers.
It's the backwards
row. Pretty awesome. It's really
you're
warm.
You're a loser. You don't have one.
I don't have them because I'm not a loser.
No, you're
well,
a loser.
It's not like
you
you're wearing it out, so.
No. You still, like,
wait,
okay,
you're not
yeah,
supposed
people,
to do that.
So would you? Okay, so you would you wear a dress inside yeah. your house?
If it was warm,
okay, so
I'm sitting on the sofa
then?
In a fleecy blanket.
Why would I be wearing a dress in my house when I would go out and?
I'm
show
talking
them?
About Tom.
Okay,
Colton.
Okay, because it's just like instead
I'm
of having a blanket.
I'm chilling. I don't want to go in a blanket. I don't want to go in my bed. I want to sit down. I want to use my arms as well. So I've got my sleeve, my blanket with sleeves.
So now why do you need I can. Arms out? So now I can. I can be comfy.
My arms full. Okay, I've got my laptop.
And then I can be comfy and then edit this podcast.
Exactly.
There.
Where you snug? Snuggy power. Yeah.
Snuggy sucks.
What's up, internet?
Messing with their mic because I'm gonna punch him.
Well, sorry, my mic almost fell and I had to grab it before it did again.
I'll bring.
Why did it fall?
I'll bring my snuggie to New York.
Because it's on an unstable chair right now.
Get a table, then.
Don't put it there.
Well, I'm sorry. We don't have the luxury to afford a table to put it on.
I have a desk.
There's a table outside.
I'm using my
there's a table outside. The street can afford a table, but you can't.
I'm using my desk. Because that's what normal people do.
In the ghetto, if something's outside, you take it.
To be fair, I'm not using my desk at the moment. I'm using my bed and the radiator.
I don't believe that you people live in the ghetto.
What do you mean,
you
people?
I don't think
you
know what a ghetto is.
What do you mean by it? Seriously, those people from the South are racist.
Ma'am, I'm gonna need,
you're
ma'am,
white.
Ma'am, I will not tolerate racism on this podcast. This is a very difficult time for our country.
You're...
Just call my girlfriend ma'am.
Ma'am? I am your...
No, jolly fight we're having here, sir.
I said ma'am.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah. She'd like to step outside for a duel.
Okay, what time? What pistol are you bringing? I'm bringing a heavy
high noon.
Pistols at dawn.
Well,
noon.
I have a heavy caliber machine gun, so
my
you know,
foot with a steel toe boot.
Yeah, fair enough.
I said ma'am, not man.
I know, but I'm the same age as you.
I tip my hat to you.
Wait, how old are you again?
So
wait.
I will be 21 in February.
Okay, so you're not the same age as me.
Oh,
I'll
cool.
Be 21 on
by the time you make it to... Wait. By the time she gets to New York Comic Con, she'll be legal to
we
drink.
We all will be, apart from Colin.
No, I won't.
Oh, yeah, apart from Colin. Well, Joshua doesn't
that's
drink.
Yes, I'll just hang out with Tony.
I don't drink because I'm not 21 years old.
Bullshit,
Josh. You're part of
that
straight...
Everyone gives me that crap. Everyone gives me that crap that, oh my God, why does it matter? It's like, because that's the law.
You're an alcoholic, Emily.
Whoa, we got an alcoholic in the podcast.
No, shut up. No.
Someone needs to go to the AA meeting.
Needs to give herself up to God.
I'm calling the NRA.
Oh, okay.
No, that's PETA.
Okay, everyone, shut up.
Are you sure it's not PETA?
It is PETA there.
Wait, I've got a question for Tony and Emily. We've all decided that we're going on a night out when we're all in New York. Are you two coming?
What are you talking about? We're going to be
no,
there with
are
you
going to come with us on a night out clubbing?
Wow.
Are we?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to New York and I'm just
going to
kill myself.
So are we going to get my neighbor to babysit Colton
have to.
Then?
No,
yeah,
I'll,
we're going
to
have to.
Colton.
Well, you're going to love her,
gonna,
Colton. She's a nice African American
okay,
lady.
Fine. Tony can stay with Colton. The rest of us will go out.
Tony's going to stay with Colton.
What?
Don't touch him in inappropriate places.
Dude, you're going to totally molest Colton.
That's right.
Please don't.
Okay, I will.
Wait, remember, one no means places. Yes.
Colton, do you want to play the rape game?
What are the rules?
Hide the sausage.
Want to play hide the egg roll?
Oh, God.
Well,
it's in his butt.
I'll bring the peanut butter.
It's in his butt.
I thought Nutella was the...
Oh yeah, I'll bring them to
it's the peanut butter of the future.
But you can't. But dogs can't eat that. That's full of chocolate.
Colton's
Nutella
not a dog.
Is,
well, you know, depends on your outlook.
Bring the lube.
No, he's going in with no lube inside.
So wait, if Tony, if you're staying back, then I can't go clubbing.
Yeah, you can.
Either.
Why not?
Wait, why would a couple go clubbing?
It
okay,
happened.
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going
to
do. Tony, you give
nice
me
to
your license.
Me.
Tony, you give me your license. Drunk. You can have mine. You can just hang out, do whatever, and then I'll go clubbing.
Why? Cool. Why would you not come out clubbing if he can't?
Well, because I don't
you're
know.
You're gonna be
it's
with
nice
three other. You're gonna be
right
with three other guys.
I mean, Colin could just
clubbing.
Come and just stay at home okay. And play my Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I could occupy myself for a few hours.
I'm pretty sure it'll take him quite a while to beat Mario 2 Lost Levels.
I mean, obviously, I feel
wait,
quite bad about
him. Is he house trained though?
But I don't see why that would stop you. If he's not going, why would it stop you?
Well, Tom, I'm sorry that not everyone is impure as you.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying. It's just a question.
It's just, I don't know. It's
that's
just
racist.
Weird.
That's, okay, what? That's fun. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, weird, we only.
It's weird, but that's racist. I'll
we only have.
I don't know. I just feel bad because he would be at home, but if he doesn't want to go,
well, that's
I
the.
Guess.
We only have 10 months to plan this, guys. Yeah. We only have 10 months.
Yeah, seriously. Well, speaking Lowing of not planning, out. Not out. Me and Joshua got our tickets to RTX.
Yay.
Yeah,
we can't go.
Yeah, we're broke.
We won't have money by then, but we'll have money by October.
Yeah, that's because you guys are from the South, and most people from the South
wow.
are
poor. Wow,
Jesus.
Stereotype.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, you're really putting me off going to watch dogs for a living now.
No, hey.
Dude, you can either wash dogs or hand people change. Which one would you prefer?
Probably wash dogs.
All right, then.
Exactly.
But would you prefer... Okay.
But that's for a year, though.
I've already got my summer job lined up.
But it's... Now, Tom, I've done it for a year, and I made really good money. Like, enough money to live on.
This isn't even confirmed.
Wait. I have a job for Tom. He could be a taxi cab driver.
Crab. A taxi crab.
No, taxi cab driver.
Yes, Tom, because New York is full of crowds.
I'm a lot warmer since
that's
I put the snuggie
on.
But
Tom, mind you, we have a giant city right next to us.
Yes, I know, but I wouldn't feel comfortable driving in New York.
Who drives in New York?
You just said, if I'm becoming a taxi cab driver...
You have to become a taxi cab driver? Who said that?
Grammar school for everybody.
If Michael told you to jump off a building, you do it.
No, you just said he could become a taxi cab driver.
But
I'm saying, why would I?
Exactly. It's not like that's the
only
job.
You don't want to. That's the worst job in the world.
But apparently I've already got a job washing
up. I've got a job lined up for the summer.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the ice cream thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought so.
The ice cream
My grandfather owns a ice cream truck, and I work on it.
Oh. Cool.
No, I work on it. I hand out the ice cream. I'm not doing anything. I have a Snuggie on.
Then who is that?
Don't know.
Don't know.
I have a Snuggie.
I think it was Michael.
I think we should have a look online and see where the earthquake is.
All right, so should we start wrapping up?
Yeah, I think that's... I have one shout out I have to give real quick.
What?
Have we satisfied the two fans?
Please find out.
What?
If he's bum licking, please.
No, it's not. But Quinn McLivin on Rooster Teeth.
That's a fake.
It's not. But I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is he Nigerian royalty?
Shout out to him. He bought me.
Is that Nigerian royalty?
He's actually a Nigerian prince.
Shut up. Yeah, just go ahead, send him $100, and he will give you rights to $100 million.
Why would I want to do that?
Nigerian prince.
Sorry.
Okay.
So
anyway,
you giving him a shout out because he's a Nigerian prince,
that?
Or are you giving
no,
him a shout out for something?
Because he bought me Rooster Teeth slap bands. So
sweet,
awesome. Nice. I wish somebody would buy me Rooster Teeth slap bands.
I think you're being groomed.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think so. Colton, did he have? Do I have to get the doll out? Did you have to do anything for those?
Did you send him naked pictures of yourself?
Yeah.
I can assure
you. I think you're being groomed.
Colton, be careful about that.
Colton, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's okay.
You're just a nice man on the internet. We'll talk about it later.
I'm wanting to go to Comic-Con less and less.
We'll talk about it later.
With each of these podcasts.
Well, you know, we have another 10 months of podcasts to go, so, you know.
In adventure.
I'm going to move to California just to be away from New York.
Wow, what a dick. Why would you go there?
So I can have an earthquake.
He's going to be in Hollywood. He's going to make it.
Anyway.
He's going to go for all the right reasons.
Anyway, shut up. Anyway, Tony, you want to
play us out, Tony.
There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, play us out, son.
Do 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 do.
No, not that play out.
Do do do.
What the fuck is that?
So are you having a stroke, Emily?
No. Not
so
today.
This has been a podcast or something.
Yeah, it has. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, you forgot the rest.
And
goodbye.
We have all kinds
Stop.
Of...
Wait, forgot...
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I guess we have... We have a PayPal donation button where you have to donate $5 to listen to the podcast.
Not really.
JK.
Two hours and 16 minutes to render this video.
We have a YouTube channel.
LMAFO.
And we have...
LOL.
Wait. We forgot to say the, you know, the website.
And websites.
stfpodcast.blogspot.com.
How do they...
Go there for all your STF podcast needs.
Hold on.
Shut up. They have to go to the website to find the podcast.
iTunes.
How would they know
they don't.
iTunes. Once again, that is stfpodcast.blogspot.com.
Who uses iTunes?
But,
come on.
Okay, and if they
Their
have... If this
iTunes.
Is the 19th one?
Who throws a shoe? Come on.
Come on,
you
who
fight like a
shoe?
Woman.
And you fight like a ginger.
Whoa, no.
If they've been watching all our podcasts,
guys,
don't they know our...
Okay, well...
If they've been watching all our podcasts, don't they know what the website
is? Well, in case
is?
We have new people.
stfpodcast@gmail.com.
Go watch our stuff, new stuff.
Send us your questions and themes.
Oh, that's on YouTube.
Geckos, but you know you can be the first.
You can go and watch our stuff. Yeah. Do that.
So is that it?
Yeah. What not?
Don't be shy. Say hello to us.
And that's it.
Everybody stop recording right now.
Adios, muchachos.
Okay, we're done.